Please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,365. Frederick H. Gunter seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.25, 115.181 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Grant Avenue, approximately 0.22 miles south of Lincoln Drive, within the Cape Windsor subdivision. The 911 address is 38828 Grant Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 20.18, Parcel 36.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.25 foot variance from the required 5 foot side yard for existing HVAC and propane. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 12 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. I can summarise the 12 letters of opposition as raising concerns with the ability to apply for a variance within the 5 foot side yard created by the small lots ordinance, concerns that there is potential to develop in conformity with the code by relocating structures elsewhere within the property, concerns about proximity to neighbouring properties, fire hazards, concerns about whether the space required for a driveway, and all the rest are duplications of that letter. So, thank you.
And Mr. Wayhouse, I just want to clarify, you had said that it was for an existing structure, because I just looking at the survey in front of us, it appears that it's proposed, so I just want to make sure we're...
So I'd noted on the application form that the existing condition box is ticked, so I summarized it as existing, but you are correct on the survey, it says proposed.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Maybe the applicant can enlighten us on that. So
the applicant here?
Yes.
Please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Frederick Herbert Gunther, and I own property at 38828 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt. We've just received some documents up here from a member of the audience. Oh, this is on behalf of the applicant.
Well, then, can we
hand those back?
Yeah. You'll get your turn.
Ma'am, what will happen is we will give the opposition an opportunity to speak and present evidence at that time.
My apologies, Mr.
Good evening. Would you please present your case?
Yes, I'm applying for a variance, and the uniqueness of the property is that I own property in Cape Windsor, and it's evolved over the years from a trailer park, 1 2-bedroom, to a double-wide modular 2 3-bedroom, to now a 2 3 4-story 6-bedroom house. The whole thing has transitioned into that. It's created many problems, as you could see, or you can imagine, one of which is parking. I've owned the property for 14 years. You're not allowed to park on the street due to concern for safety equipment and all. And I, on my original house, which that is a picture of, there was 2 parking spaces. When I entertained or had my children and grandchildren over, we would have to take our cars. We have to park in the overflow parking, which is about 2 blocks away. During the summer, sometimes that filled up, and we would have to go to the old 54 and park there. Haven't done it this year because I haven't been in. You can't park on 54 anymore. So what people have done in developing these properties, they have, the older houses have been centered in the lots. People have been moving their house over, creating a parking space on the one side of a lot. I did not create this, I just copying off of other people just to solve the problem.
Let me stop you. Is this a proposed variance or is this structure existing?
The new structure is existing.
That, what you're asked, that house is already there?
Yes.
Okay.
I owned a house. I owned a double modular. I had that tore down.
And you put this here already?
Correct. My wife and I have owned the property for 14 years.
I'm sorry to have stopped you, but go ahead with...
Okay, and now, since we bought the house, we both retired. We decided to retire here in Delaware. Now, I got to pick up where I left off.
I apologize.
That's okay. So, to alleviate the parking problem, the new structure, I moved over. I have a builder. The builder told me I was all in compliance. Now, when he filed the survey, he did not indicate the location of the gas tanks, the HVAC units, and the equipment. Now, I'm not locating them anywhere different than they were originally. The reason they're located on the south side of my house, the reason that is, that's where the sewer, that's where the water, that's where the electric all comes in. That's where the HVAC units were on my original house that I bought, and that's where they are now. Except I moved the house over. My house is 6'2" from my property line on the south. The builder told me, and maybe I can get some clarification here, that I could go...
Who was the builder?
Insight Homes. Told me that being 6'2" off of the property line, that I could go into the 5-foot variance. And I also called on 10/29/18, I called the planning and zoning and asked about it, verifying what the builder had told me. And they said it can go up to 36 inches into the setback. Now this planning with the builder was in 2017. My phone call was in 2018, and I understand that changed. That now you cannot go at anything in that 5-foot setback.
Well, perhaps I can clarify for you. Before the small lot ordinance that came up, the small lot ordinance was passed in March of 2018. So that allowed for an undersized lot to get the benefit of smaller side yard setbacks. This lot would fit within that. That's most of the lots in your community, if not all of them, have that, receive the benefit of that reduction of setback. If the lot had been a normal size lot and was subject to the 10-foot side yard setbacks, they would be allowed to have that 36-inch encroachment. But a lot that is a small lot that is already receiving the benefit of the reduced side yard setbacks does not get that benefit. That's explicit in both the ordinance and the code.
Oh, well, thanks for the clarification, sure. But that's what I was told. That's what the builder said. Now, by doing this, I've created 3 parking spaces, and my new house is 6 foot shorter than my old house. My old house was 56 foot, the new one is 50 foot, which gave me additional parking in the front and gave me 3 spots on the side. I'm trying to do the best I can for the community to try to alleviate parking on there, and this was the alternative I came up with. Now, I'm not the only one to do this. I got on your website, and in the last 6 months, I mean the last year, there is case 12078 at 38794 Grand Avenue was approved the variance. Case 12147, 38791 Grand Avenue was approved the variance.
So let me stop you. Did they request a variance before they put a structure there, or after?
I have no idea. But my builder told me that I was in compliance.
Is your builder here with you this evening?
No. And it goes on and on. I could read them all down the road.
Did you get a permit for that?
Pardon?
Did you get a permit for that?
For what?
For your new home?
I beg your pardon?
A permit.
For what?
A building permit.
And the setbacks on there?
Pardon?
Setbacks are on there?
Yes.
Jamie, do we have a copy of that?
The permit was issued. I don't have a copy of the permit for the dwelling. We might be able to locate it very quickly.
Yes, sir. The Insight, you know, I paid them to get the building permit. They got the building permit, told me that everything was in compliance. You know, they started building.
Okay.
I gave them a check and they started building, and you know, I had no reason to doubt that they, you know, that I get phone calls saying that we ought to stop. So basically,
they didn't read the permit then.
Pardon?
They did not read the permit.
Or did you show them where you wanted the house? Did you show them where you wanted your house?
Yes, ma'am. I told them exactly 6.2 inches away, 6 foot 2 inches from the property line is where I wanted the house. And I told, the utilities are the same exact place as they were on that house.
No, they're not.
Pardon?
You had a 10 foot side yard setback on the other house.
I understand, but the utilities were into that.
And that's allowable with 10 feet. But now you're going to be, your dwelling is only 5 feet from the property line.
The dwelling is 6 foot 2 inches from the property line.
And you're asking for a 3.25 variance from the 5.
All it is a heating unit, a HVAC unit that's got a metal thing onto the side and it goes over.
You've got plenty of room on the other side to put it.
But the other side is for parking. I had all the utilities from the first house on this side. It made sense to keep it on this side because the water and sewage, the electric line are all on this side where I put it. I didn't change the side. I just went with what was there. So the platform that it's on is small as can be. I made it as minimal as possible. To relocate it would be, you would have to rewire, you would have to do the gas lines, and it would just be a horrendous task when, in fact, the builder told me, and maybe it was a misunderstanding, but I called on 1029 and I spoke to them and they told me.
Who did you talk to?
Planning and zoning.
Who?
I believe her name was Ann. And I also questioned her about the fencing that I could put in there also. And she gave me information on the fencing, and she also gave me information on this. And in my notes, I drew it there so I wouldn't forget.
Do you have anything in writing from Inside Homes pertaining to your placing of the house? And
no, well, they applied for the permit. They got the permit.
All right. Is that all of your presentation?
It says when the survey was submitted by Insight, they neglected to put the location of the gas tanks and the HVAC equipment. And it says the addition of this, of my house, will not alter any essential characteristics of the neighborhood. If at all, it'll increase the value of the neighborhood. And your question's got me losing my train of thought. And you know, it's basically it's the same as what the other house is, except I moved over some.
A one story or a two story?
Pardon?
How many stories?
Three.
Three story house?
Three story house. It's 6 foot shorter than the other, than the existing house. The original house was 56. This is 50 to accommodate parking in the front and parking on the side. And as you go down my street, you can see it's the same. Mostly everyone has done that has converted from, you still have some trailers, you still have some double wides, but you still have some of these three and four stories there. And we did everything we thought was right, went with the builder, and this is what I got. We haven't done a thing since we got phone calls saying stop.
Okay.
We haven't done anything on the heating systems. Do you have any question?
Are there any other questions from members of the board?
On that left-hand side where you said the parking is.
Pardon?
On the left-hand side where the parking is.
Mm-hmm.
How far does that go back? How far does your parking go back? Does it go all the way back to the back of the house? Or
that goes back to the canal.
It stretches that entire, your parking stretches that entire way?
The steps will come down from the deck, which will prevent. So it'll go probably to the end of the house. The parking will go to the end of the house because the steps come down. You can't go past the steps. There's not enough room between the steps and the end of the property.
So you're saying this is built and you're waiting on the heating part of this. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, well, we got a phone call saying stop. And then the builder told me how to get a variance, so nothing has been done when the heating system has just been, what's there is there. It's not been completed. And there's two units. One was hooked up at the time. The other one's not hooked up. It's on the wall. They're not on the ground. They're actually on, they come out a bracket on the wall. They're not sitting on the ground. And they're actually smaller than the unit I originally have. They're supposedly more efficient and quieter. So,
So the builder didn't offer to come here or anything to explain this? They just...
Nope.
You didn't ask them?
I mentioned it to them.
All righty. Anybody else have any questions?
Just some clarification. So then, from the corner of your new home on the left-hand side where there's parking,
mm-hmm.
It appears that there's 14 and a half feet of distance to your property line. Is that correct? Approximately?
I would say that.
According to this, mm-hmm. the survey that I think I'm looking at, yes. So if the home had been constructed 3.25 feet further to the left, we wouldn't be here.
Correct.
Thank you.
Just to provide update on the board's earlier question. So a building permit was issued on October 9th of last year for the dwelling.
Of 18?
Of 2018, correct. And as part of that application, the same survey dated August 23rd of last year. So the same survey that's in the board's application was submitted showing the 5-foot setback from Vista Design as part of the building permit application. And the building permit was issued, and interestingly, we gave it 10-foot side yard setbacks reflective of before the ordinance, but obviously that conflicts with the 5-foot shown. So no objection was raised to the drawing shown, but on the building permit we did state 10 when actually 5 is permitted. So, and I can share a copy of that with members of the board, but the survey that was submitted with the building permit application is the same survey that's before the board this evening.
And it did not have the utilities on the survey?
None were shown on the survey. So actually the copy that is before the board this evening actually has been manually annotated to add on the circles and that rectangle.
Sir, yeah. Can you come up front, please, again?
So it had a side setback of 10, even though it's
It actually had five.
Still.
Correct.
Goes past that.
And because this property went through flood review, I assume that inconsistency, because the plan was submitted with a correct 5-foot side yard setback, but the building permit actually had 10 annotated on it. And I assume as part of the flood review process that was worked out in the wash and it was clarified to be 5, because this also went through the added level of flood review as well.
Did you still want to talk
to
the applicant?
Yes, I'd like to ask him a question. Sir. You told Insight Homes you put that building up right. You told them where to put it at.
Pardon?
You told him where to put that building at, your home?
You showed
We discussed it. I told them I would have maximized the parking. They said they located according to everything that was Sussex County allowed.
Okay, so you put it there, but you did not say anything about heating, propane, or anything. You just told them to put that home there. That's where you wanted it.
I did not specify 6.2 inches. I told them I wanted parking, and I wanted the I wanted parking in the front and the side, and that's where they did extensive surveying and.
Well, you just told me that yes, you did show them that you wanted it 6.25.
That was six. That's what they came up with. They paid 6.25 is what they came up with.
That's not what you just said to me. You told me that yes, that's where you wanted it, and that you wanted your air condition and utilities on that side because.
I mean, because that's where it was. That's where it was with the original house, with and the electric. Everything is. I would put it on the other side, move the house to the other side, then we would be going over the clean outs for the sewage and the clean out for the water turnoff, and the electric is there. So all I did was the same as it's on the same side as it was with the original house.
Okay.
But sir, all you had to, I mean, you're just moving the air conditioning unit and the gas units. That's all you're moving. The sewer's going to stay where it's at.
Pardon? Yes, sir. Just, I understand that, but you
did not even convey to them about the air conditioning or the propane tanks. They put that building where you wanted it. They didn't care about where that, you're going to have to figure that out, right?
I hired them to do it. That, you know, they're the ones that laid this all out and did this. They said it was all compliant.
But you told them where to put the house at.
I told them which side to put it on. I said, they asked me. I said, put it the same way the other house was.
Okay.
You know, the other house had it on that side. Didn't bother anybody then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I've got just one, and then I have a clarification. Heard Mr. Whitehouse talk about flooding. Are there any flooding issues in that property?
No.
Okay, so is there a reason why the HVAC couldn't have been put to the rear of the home?
Well, the rear is part of a, first of all, the lots are tiny. Most of them are 50 by 100. The back of it is a patio where you can see it goes out to the boat lift. If we had the unit on the back there, I mean, you know, you got a unit there, you're boating or you're cooking out, you got that unit there. It was on the side originally when I bought the house, so I thought. So
if you were to move the HVAC to the other side, would you lose any parking?
Yeah.
No, you need to look at that.
Pardon, where would you put it?
Well, you could put it along here anywhere. You'd still have 10 feet to park a car.
Well, I wouldn't fit my boat.
Well, I'm sorry, but you could park the car in 10 feet. How many feet do you need for your boat?
Well, it's wide. Do with the trailer, I don't know. I bet you it's about 14 with the trailer.
Okay.
Sorry, I got one more question to ask you. If this gets denied, I don't know what's going to happen. If this gets denied, what are you going to do then? You're going to lose something.
If it gets denied, it'll probably cost me God knows how much to have everything moved to the other side.
Just the gas line and the air conditioners.
Oh no, you got a lot to move.
What else you got to move? I mean, get your duct work and all that and be changed.
Well, the lines coming in from the HVAC unit are already on the south side. If you move it there, you got to tear the ceiling out to rewrite the refrigerant lines for two units, plus you got to reroute the gas line over there.
Yep.
That would be, I'm not a builder, but I don't think it would be cheap.
No. Okay.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
On this left-hand side, again, where you're coming back and you see the parking's back there and you go to the steps. The steps, are they raised? Are they? Because I see a second story deck.
Mm-hmm.
Are those steps raised? Are they up? Or are that just going into the first floor deck? Or is that going up?
No, it just goes to the first floor deck.
About 2 or 3 feet, so you couldn't put them.
Oh, no, they go up to the deck.
First floor or second floor deck?
Second floor deck.
Why wouldn't you be able to put those under there?
Oh, with the noise. I mean, it's I got over $1 million invested in this house. You would have sit out there and listen to that noise? It was always on the side. We had the house for 14 years. We go out there, we run the deck, we got barbecue. We barbecue, we swim in the, sometimes in the canal, we bring the boat in. And being consistent with the neighborhood, you go down every street and they're on the sides. You don't have them on the front or the back. I didn't do that. I'm just copying off of what was done before. They're always on the sides. I got pictures of, I got tons of pictures of houses with them on the sides. Putting it in the back there is.
Wasn't talking under the deck. I wasn't talking under the deck. I was talking under the steps. Do the steps go up?
Yeah, the steps are on the side of the house.
Yes, and that's what I was asking.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
The steps go up to the second deck.
Second story, second and you story. Would have that.
And then they run down onto the side of the house.
Right.
Yeah, you could tuck them right in there.
But I'd have to move everything.
Okay.
That would I would estimate $20,000 to $30,000 to move it, give or take.
Sounds
and
like
the builder is
the
one
needs to take some of that responsibility.
Pardon?
The builder needs to take some of that responsibility.
Well, let's not talk bad about the builder, but I was supposed to move in January 15th, 2019.
Okay, so. Do we have any other questions from the applicant?
I don't have a question for the applicant. I just have a clarification. I know the applicant referenced a couple of different variance approvals, and I just thought I'd let the board know. I looked at on our land application docket. One of them was case number 12147. It was approved in June of last year, and it was for existing structures, and the findings found that the dwelling had been on a lot since 1983 and the sheds had been on there since 99, and in that case the applicant had just bought it and discovered the encroachments as part of settlement. The other one was one
but it was not a new build.
Correct. Then the other one was case number 12078. That was from January of 2018. That was prior to the new side to small lot ordinance. That one had a 4.5-foot variance from the side yard, but it was a 10-foot side yard setback requirement, and that was one where had not had the benefit yet of that small lot ordinance. There was also a rear yard variance there as well from a 20-foot rear yard, which would not have been applicable in this case either. So both of those, if had come up now, wouldn't have had to go through this process.
Thank you.
Now, I have one directly across the street from me. 11501, that was recently done. It's new construction, and that was for a 11501, and that was for to put a shower out there. I don't have a shower. All it is a unit.
Well, I can tell you, just based on the number that you've provided there, that would have been one that predated the small pot ordinance. So it would have had different rules at that time. Without looking at the findings on it, I'm just telling you that would be one that would have predated that.
Well, I got two pages of them that I looked up on your thing. I got one as far as 41519, 12292, would have do the setback of John and Constant Norman on Wilson Avenue.
But what was the, you don't know, you're not telling us what they came and asked for.
They asked for a reduction of the variance. All these were variances, setback, side setback variances. That's all I did.
Okay.
What's the distance to the structure next to your house? What's the distance next to the next house?
Lot 41. How far is
the north side or south side?
I guess it would be the south side.
The south side?
The side that's in question.
I would say 16, 18 foot.
To their house?
To their house.
Okay.
And I also have I put a fence there to block the sound, to muffle the sound, but.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Sure. Mm-hmm. Are there any Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Would you please come forward and be sworn in if you would like to speak?
Can you just keep your hands up so we can get a number there? I think I counted five, but I want to make sure. If you're in opposition, if you would just raise your hands, we would count.
All at once.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak? If you...
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Irma Curtis Cody, 38831 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Thank you. And you step aside, I'll swear you both at the same time.
Carolyn Miller, 38834 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And just when you go up to the podium, you just state your name again for the record. I think you may have some exhibits, so you can send them down to the end. You can give any exhibits to Mr. Thank Whitehouse.
I have the plans, not the photos. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you.
Excuse me, can I get sworn in as well?
Yep, we can get you right now. Okay. Just wait your turn. You state your name and address for the record.
David Yates, 38824 Grant Avenue, Southerville, right next door to him.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
You just have a seat, and when they're done, you can step. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
My name is Carol Naylor. I live on the south side of the question, so that's where the coming 1.34 feet away from my property line. I found it interesting that he said he stopped and did nothing else after he had to get his variance because the second unit went up after he applied for the variance, so he did not stop. I found it interesting that he thought it would be too noisy for his family, but not too noisy for me. That was very interesting. You get used to noises. I was used to the old unit, which was louder than this one, I'll admit it. But I guess my main question is, with this 5-foot setback, it says in the ordinance that there shall be no ancillary structures in there, including HVAC, deck, stairs. Why even approve variances for this stuff? That's my first question. The 14 feet on the other side, the stairs coming down, and the property is, there's 3 floors of living space. There's also, I think, a 9-foot garage. So it's 4 stories, not 3. The stairway coming down from the second deck is going to be at least as wide as the platform that the larger air conditioning unit is sitting on. So that was my question too. Why couldn't it go under the steps? And he said he needed 12 and a half feet for parking. But the staircase comes out and nobody makes it 10 and a half feet if he goes all the way back. So that was my question. And it's just, you get to the point with these variances, you have to ask how close is too close. Is the next one going to ask for 6 inches from property line? And yeah, the fence went up, that's all well and good, but it's still there.
Did he get a permit?
I don't know whether he got a permit for the fence or not.
How far your house or dwelling is from his dwelling?
I believe I am 16 feet because when I went in there, I did not get a variance. So I'm 10 feet from my south side. And I think I went 16 feet from the north side.
But if he's five, that's 15 feet.
That's true.
Let her speak. That's true. We'll give you an opportunity, but we're to ask the questions, okay? Is that all you wish to say?
I believe so, yes.
Does anyone have a question of the
The unit where it is now, is it closer or further away?
It seems closer to me. I think it is. Because the old, but the old one was in the old setbacks. And it was already there. I mean, when I moved in, it was there. So, I think. I can't remember.
And there's a fence now between your property and whose property?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, did you have any questions?
I have none. Thank you, Madam Chair.
If you'd like to speak, then, please.
My name is Irma Curtis Cody, and I live directly across the street from the house that's under construction. And the first thing I'd like to say is the builder is Insight Homes. And I have been in real estate for a long time and associated with approximately 100 homes. The first variance that you mentioned, Mr. Sharp, on Tyler Avenue was my sale. And the variance that was granted from something that happened in 1983 was part of an estate. And for some reason, my buyers were willing to tear it down, but Mr. Tomasetti came and asked for the variance, and because it had already been within the old statutes, the variance was granted. I have been involved in probably 40 variance hearings out of those 100 sales, because many of them in Cape Windsor or any of the other properties were on undersized lots, and some need special considerations. And I guess that's probably the reason that so many of us are here, because Mr. Gunthers has not been giving consideration to his neighbors. To begin with, Insight Homes, if this had been their problem, they would be the one asking for the variance, because it would have been their responsibility as the builder of record. The HVAC is there because that's where Mr. Gunther wanted it. The reason I took those photos is because parking is not going to be a hardship for him. I live in an approximately 4,000 square foot house, and I can live with two parking spaces. He's got at least a 4-car garage under the house, at least parking for 3 or 4 more at the street, and maybe 2 more plus a boat. I mean, he could have a condo there, although you're not allowed in that particular community. We would all like to have, if we came from half-acre lots, a little bit more parking relaxation, but that's not the way it is in this community. It's a waterfront community, and the neighbors are grantedly very close together. I'm here because I do not feel that he met the criteria for a variance. I'm going over the uniqueness of the property. It is less than 10,000 square feet. That being said, it doesn't mean that one should take advantage of the process simply to give themselves 9 parking spaces on a 50 by 90 lot. It's not fair to the people who live. We have undersized streets. It's not fair to the people who live on either sides. He's been very contentious and belligerent. When he mentioned that work had stopped, I wanted you to see these photos. The units were, he told the HVAC people when they came in, who suggested that it be put on the north side because they had more space, this is where I want them, this is where you're going to put them. Since I live across the street and I do a lot of my work from my home, I have heard him on multiple occasions throw people off the work site. For a period with Insight Homes, he was not allowed to communicate with them in any measure other than by email. Clearly, if this was and I've worked with him before, if this was an Insight Home problem, they would be here paying for the variance. They would be here pleading the case. They are not here for a very good reason. They did not create this hardship. This was of the creation, and I can't say by oversight, this was a deliberate creation of the applicant. The lot is smaller. It says criteria why it couldn't be developed. It can be developed. But in the home that was on there was close, more like a double-wide mobile home, single story. We have a house that's 42 feet in height, and the top floor was deliberately not finished off because it was supposed to be, they asked Insight to come to you and say it was unlivable space, because when you hit 42 feet, you have to put up a sprinkler system. So it's a three-story house, drywalled and everything else, with a 9 to 10 foot first floor. That's a huge, huge building for that small lot. So it may create a hardship for him not to be able to park a car, and I know the noise is going to be unbearable for him, but or maybe unpleasant, but can you imagine what it's going to do to the neighbors on both sides? The neighbors on both sides are both here, and they have their own stories to tell, and I just wanted you to know that I know for a fact, because I spoke to Insight, and I believe someone from Insight is here tonight, or getting ready to come for one of their other clients, because they in fact were at fault with something that would create a variance. But that's not the case here tonight. The other thing I wanted to question, is it going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood? I've probably had 40 sales in Cape Windsor in the past years, and everyone has been able to maintain the agriculture, try to keep them agriculturally in keeping with the neighborhood. If any of your people came, you could see this house from Route 54, and it's almost down to the bar. He has blatantly mentioned to other people who have called me that he has contacts within the zoning board, and whatever he wants, he can have, because he was with the zoning board, or he worked for Baltimore County, Maryland.
This is Sussex County.
And I lived in Baltimore County. I also maintain an office in Timonium. I know the difference. I don't want people to think that because we live in what they call slower lower, that we do not know what's going on in these communities. And I just wanted to apologize for Insight Homes. I'm getting nothing out of it, but I just know that that's is not the case. The other thing that I'm concerned about is the platforms are so small. I've taken photos of those and given them to you. Work did not stop. They're fully operational with the exception, I don't even know if the gas lines are in there, but they are there. And the two fences that you saw, he had them, he had the footings drawn, the posts put in, and then Saturday and Sunday of this week, he finished his fences. I do not think that's fair, not only to the neighbors on both sides, but to a community that's struggling to keep up and with the regulations of this particular county. I mean, I could go on list by list, but clearly he has not established criteria for variance. And the last thing I heard in speaking to someone from Planning and Zoning is that the day that he came in to apply for a variance, it was a very contentious application.
So if your testimony, I would like it to be not hearsay, but firsthand.
Firsthand.
Okay.
Firsthand.
And I would think when they took the old home off, they dug down and put footers all in. That's the time to change all the electric and things like that. I didn't see where it had anything to do with the old house.
I don't think it's the cost of the variance. I think it's the fact that had he brought this to you, you would have denied it immediately.
Does anybody have any questions?
Ma'am, did you say the house is on pylons? You said he could park underneath?
The concrete structure, who has the photos? I think I have them.
There's at least a two-car garage.
That's a four-car garage.
Underneath.
Right, and it's all concrete. What you see, the concrete there on these photos, that's a garage. Then you have steps that go up, and then you have what he calls the first floor, then a second floor, then a third floor. So it's four floors.
So he got parking underneath plus the sides.
And plus the street.
Yes, and the front.
And the front.
I believe Sussex County calls the front the street. We call the front the water. So the water, what we call the rear is what you call the front. Okay. So, I mean.
All right, does that conclude your?
That's ours.
That's ours, thank you.
Dave.
Thank you.
Chair, if I may, very quickly, just a point of clarification, if I may. I received Mr. Gunther's application when he submitted it at the council, and we did not discuss the merits.
I think about everything has been covered that I was going to add, except for the fact that he referred to the old house that he had there was 5 foot from the property line, and the air conditioner was sitting in that 5 foot. That was from the old community where they allowed that. All the houses on that side of the street were 5 foot from the same side of the lot. In other words, all the houses on my street are on the south side, were set at 5 foot off the lot, and they allowed us to put stairs in there, air conditioners, whatever, and it was a mobile home.
But I believe community. It was 10 feet at that time.
Not until it was rezoned in 93 did the 10-foot variance go into effect. I mean, the 10-foot setback.
There, I know that
it was rezoned agricultural residential in 93.
And I don't know all the ins and outs on that, Madam Chair, the board members, but there, I know that there is a long history of this community in zoning. So,
yeah.
And I do recall that we have had cases where there was kind of a shifting of the side yards. So there's some development, and Mr. Workman probably recalls this with some of the cases we've had where homes were kind of positioned on one side of the lot versus the other.
Yeah, they were all set at 5 foot. That's where the...
I don't recall what the setback and the zoning was at that time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
and
so you're on.
I'm on the north side of this property that we're in question.
How close is your house to Mr. Gunther's house?
Approximately 20 feet.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit less. My house is set at 5 foot. Actually, it's 5'6" off the property line. And I was required to set it at 5 foot. It was put in place in 81.
Okay.
And at that time, all the houses on that side of the street were set 5 foot off the property line. In 93, when it was rezoned to residential, agricultural residential, I think the gentleman that was in charge of planning and zoning then, Langford? Or
Mr. Lank?
Lank, yeah. He set back then, he got the 10-foot setback and the possibility of anybody who wanted to erect a house to the same distance that everybody else was set already. It was set at 10 foot with a almost automatic variance. You had to apply for a variance to get the 5 foot setback, but it was automatically granted pretty much. They just had to come for the hearing.
Well, we have different standards now, so that's what this gentleman is under now. So
yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. So why are you in opposition of this application?
Well, because the new setbacks state specifically 5 foot on either side of the house, but it says that no equipment of any kind can go in that 5 foot. It says so right in the rule, in the setbacks. No air conditioners, no chimneys, no staircases, etc.
All right.
And as far as the parking goes, he's got a big garage, and he calls that, I mean, that's the first floor. It's a four-story house, not a three-story house. It's the largest one in the community.
Okay.
As far as height.
Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Are there any comments from the board?
He wants to come back up.
I will in just a minute.
Okay.
Would you like to rebut
some
of the opposition?
Yes,
please,
ma'am.
Please have facts.
Pardon?
Please have facts. Facts.
Facts. Well, it seems like the realtor knows more about my house than I do. My house is fully, it will be fully finished It contains an up-to-date $36,000 sprinkler system. It's compliant with every rule that Sussex put out, and you can have these. This is the lady who was the realtor. I mean, look at those pictures. You'll see the pot calling the kettle black. The other gentleman, it boils down to the new generation, the old generation just don't want it. I'm sorry that I got the biggest house. It's not my fault. They have problems. Mr. Yates that was here testified.
This is concerning your application.
My application.
Do not get in an argument
okay, well.
With anyone. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I am improving the community. I did not intentionally or go behind anybody's back. I don't know what the reference to Maryland was all about. I see no facts that were presented. The only problem is my air conditioner is 20 some inches over what it should be. That's why we are here. The builder assured me that everything was in compliance. The builder did ask if I wanted them here, and I didn't think it would be a... I said, I don't think so. I've never been through anything like this. Obviously, I should have had my builder here, and I should have had an attorney here. Unfortunately, being new to this kind of thing, I didn't do it. The only problem is, and the unit is further to the end of my house. The original unit was directly in the middle of the neighbor to the south. This unit is to the end and doesn't even, it's not even directly across from her house. It's across from her screened-in porch. So, you know, I've done everything I possibly can. During construction, I've done everything to keep the place clean and everything else. I've had police being called. I don't know why. It's not me. It's the builders, you know. What difference does it make if someone was there Saturday? But I've done everything I could. I've signed contracts with the builder. If you feel the builder should be here, then I will get the builder here.
These pictures here, are they, what are they of?
Pardon?
These pictures here.
That is that lady's house.
No.
That's the one, the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, you know, there's two units and two container and two things right there, you know. And there's no variance that I could find on that, so I don't know what else I can do.
So this, is this your house and this your air conditioner?
Yes, but it's the story. Yes, but if you had a different angle, if you had a different angle, you would see just how far away it is.
Okay.
It's not, and this one actually is almost in compliance.
I can see it here. It's almost to the back of the house.
Pardon?
That's almost to the back of the house.
Right. Okay. Yeah, this is the front. But you see where the electric, like I said, the electric and all is coming up, and here's the sewage. It's all, everything was on that side.
Okay.
Now, I didn't change anything from the original house. I put the utilities to where they are. Then I kept them there.
All right, does anybody else have any questions?
One question, instead of the, did you get a permit for your fence?
Pardon?
Did you get a permit for your fence?
Bill Rupert Fence and Company assured me he did. I paid him. I contracted that with Bill Rupert.
Do you know?
When we checked, we were looking for the permit for the dwelling.
Okay.
The ability to check. If it's under 7 feet, it would be permitted.
It would be permitted. Okay. How high is your fence?
Pardon?
High is your fence?
I kept it at 6 foot.
6 foot, okay.
I can go seven, correct?
Yes.
And I could take seven all the way down to the canal. That's what I was told. I'm just verifying.
Yeah. Not in the front yard.
Not in the front yard.
No, the front yard has to be 35 foot down, but I could go 7 foot up all the way to the canal. Mm-hmm. I just want to verify that. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? I will close the, well, I have a question of the board. Would you like to hear from the builder? Would you like the builder to come to our meeting and testify about this application before I close the public hearing?
For me? No.
Okay. All right, then I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Real quick.
I move that we deny case number 12365 for Frederick H. Gunther. I believe it was created by the applicant.
Okay, I have a motion to deny. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And aye, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is denied.